Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 15th, 2023. The main problem of professionals? Comment: it often happens in life that until a person becomes a professional, he studies and absorbs information. Afterward, when he reaches the professional level, he no longer wants to hear anything and becomes dead, closed. My response: but this is natural. Egoism induces him to protect what is his own. Question: does this kind of development happen in Kabbalah, where a person reaches a peak and does not want to perceive others? He is told, "You should do it this way." And he responds, "Don't tell me what to do, I know what I'm doing." Answer: that means he is not a Kabbalist. On the contrary, it is written about a Kabbalist: "I learned from the sages, I learned from my teachers, but I learned even more from my students." I have admitted on numerous occasions that when listening to my students, I became jealous of how well they are able to speak. This is very serious, because every person expresses himself from the root of his soul. There are no identical impressions or opinions. By becoming incorporated in my students, through them I feel the upper world and receive enormous additions by that. And generally speaking, I envy the way they develop, how quickly it all happens in our time. This is a good envy, because a person never envies his student or son maliciously. I continue to give them everything I can. It is only in the egoistic conditions of our world that scientists try not to reveal their secrets. But here, it is the opposite. How else can it be? After all, you are opening up the path to the Creator and revealing Him more and more. Here, one thing does not happen at the expense of another. On the contrary, they supplement each other. Question: have you ever had times when you felt that you are becoming closed off, that no information comes out of you? Answer: only when I am ill, I sometimes disconnect for a day or two. But otherwise, sometimes there are states when a fog descends upon the group, so to say, but it is constructive. In reality, it builds. To me, any state is progress forward, just like in all of nature. From CabTVs I got a call. The main problem of professionals, December 29, 2012. Written Hebrew, expression of feelings. Question: to what level can a written Kabbalistic text be attributed? Answer: there are four types of expression of feelings in a Hebrew text: letters, signs above and below letters, inside letters, and musical signs. There is no understanding of the text in and of itself in Hebrew. At the bottom of the words there must be vowel signs, nekudot, meaning the light that comes from the letters. There must necessarily be da'amim, the light that enters the letter. And there must be musical signs, known as dargin, which are crowns and all kinds of melodious sounds. You cannot read a word just like that, because it is 100% regulated in its connection in the sentence. Therefore, in Hebrew neither periods nor commas are needed. There is none of this. But with the help of the correct intonation, everything that is needed is conveyed. That is, there is a whole swarm of signs around the letter. In this way, from letter to letter, by transfusion of information, the feeling of the upper world is transmitted from person to person. This is why the text is so multi-layered. Each word, symbol, and letter is very capacious. You read the text and feel what part of the letter is combined with another letter, with a third one, through a letter, and all sorts of permutations and combinatorics. Moreover, this is not just a word consisting of individual letters or an arbitrary grammar. If there are any letters here, then they must necessarily be repeated through some place, in some sequence, because the lights exit and enter these symbols. After all, every word means some kind of spiritual state. From CabTVs I got a call. Voice telepathy, January 23, 2011. Kabbalah is the natural state of man. Comment: There is a certain contradiction in the explanation of Kabbalah and in its implementation. Let us say that when there is an explanation of Kabbalah, everything seems to sound fine. And when it comes to some processes, I have seen people react and say, "We respect Michael Laitman a lot, but we cannot see what's happening on the screen. It's like people go into a trance." My response: what can you do? If you look at Hasidism, at Christianity, at Islam, or any other customs and techniques of meditation, you can see the same thing. A person falls into a trance, enters some kind of sensory state and stays in it. But there is very little of this in Kabbalah. In Kabbalah, all this is clearly controlled. Each step-by-step state is described discreetly, with informational data, the so-called reshimot, with the transformation of analog sensations into digital ones, in the form of a clear determination of the weighting of states such as part sufim, that is, steps. Kabbalah describes feelings in physical terms, because they cannot be described by anything else. For a person who does not yet understand us, it is not clear what Kabbalah deals with, feelings or science. And Kabbalah is the science of feelings. Kabbalah is the natural state of a person when he enters into an ever greater sense of his nature and the nature of the surrounding society, and discovers between himself and society some kind of force that changes him all the time. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Sect. February 6, 2011. Man and woman, unity with the Creator. Question: why are man and woman very close to the concepts of Creator and creation? Answer: the fact is, the desire to receive is the female part, that is, the whole creation, and the desire to give is the male part, the Creator. This is how it is realized in every part of nature and in our world at all levels, still, vegetative, animate, and human. Question: is there an ideal relationship between a man and a woman? Answer: only if they achieve correction. There is no other way. Comment: but they are completely different. My response: when they reach correction, they become the same. In our world, this is realized if a man and a woman strive for their correction together, for unity with the Creator. When they set the task of the Creator to be between them, meaning, if the main thing in their relationship is bestowal and love, and mutual communication with each other to eventually become like the Creator and not just satisfy each other, then they spiritually rise very strongly, quickly, and effectively. Question: does their spiritual connection erase the boundary between the feminine and masculine? Answer: no, it does not erase it, on the contrary, it makes the borders more convex. Their relations outwardly resemble spiritual ones when one from the male side and the other from the female side rush to each other in bestowal, love, and complement each other. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is a man and a woman? February 21, 2011. What is personality? Question: what is a personality? Answer: personality is what we create from our spiritual roots, ourselves, by realizing our free will in connection with the environment. How can we imagine this? We are animals. A spiritual gene arises in us. It is neutral and must develop into a human being. We develop it within ourselves through our efforts by yearning to connect with the whole environment, and eventually with all of humanity and with all souls. Such a personal unity with all souls, which I realize independently through my own efforts, by my free will, and I prefer to everything else, is called my soul or my personality. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is personality? March 3, 2011. Why is the human level called the speaking level? Question: what is the function of issuing spiritual information through sound? What is this property? Answer: this is a human property because a person is at a speaking level, Dargate Madeba. If in other languages this level is called walking upright or thinking, then in Hebrew it is called speaking, because bina din arek and pin descended from the head, rosh, of this system into its body, guf, into the executive part, and the form the property called garon, throat. All changes take place in it, and from the upper light descends upon us. A person who receives his spiritual power from there, and therefore this level is called a speaker. If you start to carefully study what is written in the primary sources about how we express ourselves through the throat apparatus, you will be amazed at how there are all kinds of small intricate tools driven by our thoughts, feelings, and subconscious, which are launched from within us, simply through the way we communicate with each other. Virtually all of our communication takes place through this gross apparatus. Some strings, membranes, stretch and vibrate there, which form a rough vibration of the air. But this vibration is launched from a very high matter, from the head, rosh, and very wisely, very directly. The essence of a person is expressed precisely through the throat, in which there is a connection with our inner image. Therefore, speaking man is the correct expression. Not walking straight or obliquely and not looking forward, but namely, it is the ability to express himself in communication with others through the vocal apparatus, which is directly connected with our inner essence. From CapTV's I Got a Call, Voice Telepathy, January 23, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how can we protect the environment? Our every problem stems from our perception of ourselves as separate from nature, where we differentiate me from everyone and everything outside of me. Such a perception makes us regard our environment as subordinate to us. Even when we care for the environment, we do so solely with our own benefit in mind, without considering the whole system of nature. Our excessive self-interest breaches the balance in nature's integrally connected system, and it evokes negative feedback from nature. We then suffer from ecological disasters, pandemics and myriad other phenomena. Therefore, we need to change our approach from how can we protect the environment, to a perception of us as nature's integral parts. In general, we underestimate the power of our thoughts and desires. They are the most powerful forces in nature and they have the potential to impact great changes in nature. The problem is that our thoughts' influence on nature is hidden from us. Accordingly, we solely relate to our external influence on nature, such as gas emissions and waste pollution, while the most powerful influence we have on nature awaits treatment at its causal point. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.